This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Microsoft has had three CEOs, Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, and Satya Nadella, who's been on the job 8 months now. And as Bethany McLean writes in Vanity Fair magazine, this is a pivotal moment for the company and its new leader. Hey there, Bethany.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, thanks. So first of all, this is a big company. It has 100,000 plus employees. It's still profitable. It has a lot of cash on hand. And yet you write, running this company is maybe the toughest job in business. Why is that?
I think it's very difficult. It's the innovator's dilemma. If you have products that constitute the bulk of your profitability and from which you're making a fortune, but securing your place in the future requires moving away from those products, well, that's very hard to do. So it's really unclear what the future holds.
There's so much interest and fascination with Google's culture, Facebook's workplace culture. Does the same fascination exist for Microsoft? Does it have a workplace culture like those newer companies?
Well, it certainly did. Microsoft had a culture that was famously difficult, famously confrontational, in your face. That method of management that seemed to work so well when Microsoft was young and small made it a very brutal and bureaucratic place to work as Microsoft got bigger. And it wasn't as okay if you didn't know Ballmer and Gates personally well enough to understand the upside instead of just seeing the downside.
Your article is accompanied by this photograph by Annie Leibovitz of both Bill Gates and Satya Nadella. You spoke to them both when they were in the same room with one another. What's the dynamic like between them?
The dynamic is really interesting. You can tell that Gates is trying hard to let Nadella take the front seat, but you can also tell that that doesn't come naturally to either of them. And it gets to the core question about Microsoft going forward, which is who is really running this company. When Bill Gates is going to be in a meeting, everybody does their best work. So you can view him as kind of an inspiration, a guiding force. There's something about having the founder in the room that makes a big difference. On the other hand, if nobody knows who they report to, and if people think, well, do I have to please Gates or do I have to please Nadella? Does that structure at the top end up being disabling rather than enabling?
Bethany McLean's piece on Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, and Satya Nadella is in Vanity Fair's November issue. Bethany, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.